Happy Monday, everyone. It's Sophie.
And Adi.
We're always looking for new ways to support you, and we know firsthand how life can get in the way.
So we've created 5-minute episodes with motivation from us and our great friends to keep you feeling ignited and inspired no matter what life throws at you.
Welcome to the Ignited Motivation Podcast. Mini episodes every Monday.
Listen while you brush your teeth.
Or on your morning walk.
And you'll never miss out on the latest tips and tricks that are keeping us feeling motivated. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope your week is getting off to a good start. Last week, I talked a little bit about that gem for Bruce Lipton, the idea of your life running according to these apps that had been programmed when you were younger. And no matter what it is you want to do now, if you don't have an app for that, you don't have a program for it, you're stuck. And hopefully you did the work. If you didn't do the work, today is just not going to help at all. It's not going to make any sense. So pause, go back to last week if you didn't listen to last week's, and then come back to this, because today we're going to talk about, once you identify the programs, what do you do about them? And here's the mistake. Most people go, oh, here's my old program, I got to rewrite it, and then just believe that because they put down on a piece of paper some new belief, everything will change. That is not the way your brain works. The way your brain works, unfortunately, we're going to have to hit this from multiple sides and somewhat implicitly. Now, it is important for you to write down an alternative belief that you want to run by. Now, this is going to be hard for you. It may sound simple for me to say, but if you grew up in a world where you always got to work hard, you got to put in 70-hour weeks, and you'll just squeak by, that's the program you got put in, writing something like, you can work 30-hour weeks from home, be really happy, and make a lot of money that'll support you and your family, doesn't feel real. It feels like you're lying to yourself. So we're going to start out by just writing the closest belief that will get you closer to where you want to get. But be honest and a little aspirational with this, right? You can totally write down what I just said about work. If your belief is about not being able to find somebody that you really love because relationships are all full of conflict and pain and fighting, I want you to write a new version of the belief. That's not going to be enough. Because what we're going to need here is we're going to need to teach your brain from multiple different directions, implicitly and explicitly, that belief is true. So what you're going to need to do, along with writing it out so you know what you're looking for, is I want you to start looking for examples in the world of people who are already doing the thing you wrote down. I want you to find books and other sort of inspirational material, including music, if you can, that speaks to that. And I want you to find meditations and things of that nature that have to do with that reality. Why? We're trying to attack your brain from multiple directions, ones that are very logical, ones that are less so. Guided meditations are really nice because they put your brain in this kind of relatively less defensible mode. If you're part of the Ignited world, I would really recommend things like hypnosis. And whether you are or not, there are more esoteric things like Psych-K, etc. But what we're trying to do is write out the beliefs we want to be able to have in our lives and then find as many examples of input from the rest of the world, other people, other books, music, meditations, etc., that give us that same message and show us examples of how the belief we are ingraining, the new program we're putting in our brain, can cement itself into our new way of seeing the world. And what'll happen over time is you keep exposing yourself over and over. This is not a one-day trial. You're constantly going to be exposing yourself to this new material, this new way of looking at the belief, is your brain will have to write a new version of the old program. And that new version will gradually adjust, and you'll be able to push your boundaries to understanding, oh, wait, here are 15 people who work 30-hour weeks and work from home and make enough money to support their family. And your brain will gradually learn that there's a reality in which the old belief is not true and the new belief is. Again, as I mentioned, a lot of our clients find help through hypnosis and things of that nature. That can be incredibly helpful. But the goal is to use explicit, like written out things you can actually say in your brain, and then implicit beliefs that come in through more indirect routes where you're not talking about the belief, but rather experiencing it yourself. You do this, and over months, you will see your entire life change, guaranteed. You just listened to the Ignited Motivation Podcast.
Did you love the mini dose of motivation? Please let us know. Your feedback and experience is our number one motivator. Leave us a review, subscribe, and share with your favorite people on your favorite apps. And don't forget to catch the next episode every Monday.
Because we want to hear from you.
So join the conversation and discover bonus content on our website and Instagram. You can find the links in the show notes. Now that you're ignited, what are you motivated to take on?